share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A mother in Nantong, Jiangsu Province, China was stripped of her rights to care for her daughter after she abused the 12-year-old girl for not keeping up with her studies. According to China Press, the court made a ruling on the 20th of April to appoint the girl's grandmother as her legal guardian. The girl, identified as Jia Jia, is currently in the 6th grade of a primary school. When she was 4 years old, her parents got a divorce and she has since been living with her mother. Although Jia Jia's grandparents don't live with her, they would often pick her up from school. In 2018, her grandmother began noticing that Jia Jia had various scars on her face and body. After questioning Jia Jia, the girl admitted that her mother would often give her extra homework, and if she could not complete them in time, her mother would verbally abuse or even beat her. In April 2020, Jia Jia's mother threw a book on her head after she did not recite a text properly, causing her face and forehead to become swollen. Seeing that her granddaughter was repeatedly injured, Jia Jia's grandmother called the police for help. But because Jia Jia's injuries were not severe, the police just issued a warning letter to the mother, prohibiting her from any domestic violence against Jia Jia. However, the warning letter did not stop the mother from abusing Jia Jia. In January 2021, she scratched Jia Jia's face with her nails because she did not complete a test paper, and later in March, she used a hot spatula to hit Jia Jia's hand because she did not complete her homework. She would even force Jia Jia to master college-level English and would beat and scold her if she was dissatisfied. Jia Jia's grandmother said she would get calls from the child in the evening saying that she doesn't have any food. Furthermore, the beating and scolding had caused Jia Jia to suffer physically and mentally until she no longer wanted to go to school. Meanwhile, Jia Jia's father was asked to take his daughter into his care, but he failed to take any active measures as he claimed he had no permanent residence, and therefore would not be able to guarantee a good life for Jia Jia. Jia Jia's grandmother filed a lawsuit against the parents as she believed they could not perform their duties as Jia Jia's legal guardians. The court later ruled that Jia Jia's grandmother would officially become her legal guardian. Also read, Sabahan severely beaten up and loses 7 teeth after scolding driver for not using signal lights. Source. China Press Source. China Press Source. China Press. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.